It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Banking executives from across the state met in Milwaukee last week to discuss the industry and how new state and federal policy changes could play out in Wisconsin.
The conference was put on by the Wisconsin Bankers Association. It's the largest financial industry trade group here in the state, representing nearly 200 banks of all sizes that do business in Wisconsin.
For an update, we turn to Rose Oswald-Poles, president and CEO of the Wisconsin Bankers Association. Rose, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you very much for having me, Kate.
So bankers from across the state meet in Milwaukee for 3 days. What did you find out to be the biggest issue facing bankers now?
Well, a lot of curiosity about what is going to happen with the new Trump administration. Of course, the banking industry is a heavily regulated industry, primarily at the federal level, where a lot of our laws and regulations come from, more so than the state level. And so with President Trump in office for not quite a month yet, and making a lot of changes very quickly, there's just a lot of interest to see what's going to happen and if we can get sort of the regulatory pendulum that swung a little too far to the extreme back to center and have some more reasonable regulation and oversight of the industry.
Can you give an example of how banks were regulated too much that you think during the Biden administration and maybe further back?
Sure. One great example is a rule that has been getting a lot of media attention, especially in the trade publications, but also among small business owners and farmers as well. And that is Section 1071, the CFPB, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, which is an agency that was created out of the Dodd-Frank law back in 2010. Wrote a rule over the last 4 years that would have required small business owners and farmers to give over 81 data points every time they wanted to borrow money. So not only is this a huge burden for the banking industry to be able to have to put systems in place and pay for software in order to collect all this data, but then there's a huge privacy question about what happens to the data, where is it kept as it's submitted to the federal government, how do you protect consumers' personal information, and in addition, how do you really protect someone as the CFPB would issue reports out about the borrowing of small business owners and farmers around the country. As you start to see those reports come out and dive into them, could you reverse engineer them in a way in order to figure out, a certain restaurant in your small community in Wisconsin is borrowing, X number of dollars from a local bank. So I think there's just a lot of privacy risks there and concerns, not to mention the burden on these business owners and farmers as they apply for credit to have to supply that much data. And then again, on the banking industry for collecting and forwarding that data.
Of course, over the weekend, the Trump administration ordered the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau to stop their work. But, this is the country's consumer protection watchdog and, came to being to make sure, after the 2008 financial crisis that mortgage companies follow the rules. In this moment, Rose, should Wisconsin banks do something to help protect customers or to reassure them?
Wisconsin banks have always done that. I think they're very trusted sources of, advice, but also protection of their money, as well as protection of their data. They spend literally millions of dollars every year in making sure consumers are protected from any kind of cyber threat, from point of sale, breaches, data breaches that way on people's debit or credit cards, and then also check fraud, other scams that are out there. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is an agency that, as you mentioned, was created because of what happened primarily with mortgage bankers and brokers at the time that are not as regulated as the banking industry is. So if CFPB, were to focus more on the non-regulated lenders and others that are out in the financial institution space, we would prefer they do that rather than create rules like what I mentioned that are going after a problem that doesn't exist.
So to understand this more clearly, do you think the work of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is excessive because the Trump administration is trying to curtail the work of federal agencies that they feel are excessive?
I think the mission of CFPB in its original form to, again, focus on non-regulated industries like some in the mortgage industry and others that are harming consumers, I think if it stayed to that niche, the banking industry would not have any concerns over that. But it was, in addition, it was given a lot of broad authority to write rules. The legal work behind writing rules was transferred from the Federal Reserve over to the CFPB when it was created, which gave it a lot of power to be able to put extreme rules like Section 1071 into place against the banking industry. So I think there we've seen mission creep, and again, something that we very much would like to see rolled back.
Talking with Rose Oswald-Poles, president and CEO of the Wisconsin Bankers Association. They held the statewide banking executive conference last week. Rose, the economic policy being in flux, the Chicago Federal Reserve Bank president, Austin Goolsbee, talked about this flux on the program Marketplace 1 week ago. Wisconsin, of course, being part of the Chicago Fed territory in part. And let's listen to what Goolsbee said.
Now we've got to be a little more careful and more prudent of how fast rates could come down, because there are risks that inflation is about to start kicking back up again.
So if the central bank proceeds more cautiously, how are Wisconsin bankers approaching the uncertainties in our economy?
Well, we work, most closely, of course, with our customers, particularly borrowers, and especially, new first-time home borrowers. Met with President Goolsbee back in January as well. And so his comments on your program aren't surprising to me. I think it's been known for some time that all of the Fed governors that have decision-making input into the FOMC are being very cautious this year. I don't think anybody really expects them to lower rates until possibly this summer. So it's going to be a while. I think we're living in more of a new normal time when it comes to mortgage rates. And that's really why it's something that I've always encouraged consumers to do and go in and talk to your banker about what your needs are and get pre-qualified before you go house hunting. Prices in Wisconsin because supply is still low, are still rather high in a lot of more urban markets across the state. And so I think really getting a good understanding of what financially makes sense for you, how much can you really afford to borrow, and get yourself in a solid position so you have all that information before, you start engaging with a realtor and actually going out to buy your home. So I would look again to Wisconsin bankers and particularly the mortgage lenders. If you're looking to buy a house or upgrade your house or downsize, whatever time of life you might be in, it would be prudent to talk with a lender before you engage that process.
Well, but looking at the climate out there, there's a 2024 report by the Wisconsin Policy Forum. Median home sale prices increased by more than half, 53% in 5 years. What can bankers do in our state to help improve housing affordability?
Well, we spend a lot of time working with the legislature and other groups to try to attack that exact problem. We have bankers around the state that work with their local governments to, look at zoning rules to help make sure that we can build and have zoning requirements set up that aren't so burdensome for builders to look into affordable housing more closely and be able to build more homes. We have a lot of banks that participate in programs that provide down payment assistance and other sorts of funding to help with those costs to borrow money. Again, there's the advice component that I've already touched on. And then, again, really looking to make sure that we leverage all available programs that are out there for the individuals who are borrowing money, whether they're veterans, low-income individuals or others to be able to get them into a house that's affordable. But without a doubt, the fact that inventory is so low has made housing prices in our state extremely expensive.
Is there a specific policy change you would like to see from state lawmakers that they could take up in this new legislative session that's underway?
Well, there were some programs put into place and funding that Governor Evers set aside for those programs probably almost 2 years ago, but they're, you know, last year they've really just been getting enacted. And WEDA is one of the sources for implementing some of those programs. So I think it's going to take some time and see how those programs are helping and maybe where adjustments need to be made in order to determine what, if anything, could be done this legislative session.
Really quickly here, we were talking with a Head Start program in the state recently who had to go to the bank to take out lines of credit because at the federal level there had been a freeze in federal grants, which has since been rescinded. I wanted to get your take, though. You know, how might the situation that you're seeing play out at the federal level be impacting your customers that are nonprofits?
Well, there's definitely a lot happening very quickly with various items coming from the president's administration. And, you know, bankers have always been here to help their customers, including nonprofits. And if they find that some of their funding is temporarily frozen or maybe frozen for what could be an unknown period of time, they should definitely look to their local banks to provide resources for them during this interim time. Many bankers serve on boards of nonprofits, so they already have connections to those individuals. And, you know, we're certainly an industry that right now is very financially strong. Our third quarter numbers from last year came in very strong and show that we're healthy.
Rose, thank you for joining us.
Sure. Thank you.
Rose Oswald Poles is president and CEO of the Wisconsin Bankers Association with us to discuss the association's recent conference with banking CEOs from around the state and the latest issues hitting the financial industry.
Coming up on Wisconsin Today, a look at the ongoing problem of kids working in dangerous meatpacking plants.
They are looking for the cheapest labor. They're looking for folks that are not going to be raising health and safety concerns.
Child labor violations and protections in Wisconsin, that's next here on WPR News.